live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrow.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Street Aid Week starts on Saturday, and it's a chance to shine a spotlight on street aid and spread the word to everyone who lives, works and studies in Cambridge. I spoke to one of the directors of Go Glass Design in Cherry Hinton Road, Clive Sparks, about what they were doing to raise money for street aid this year. And I started by asking Clive, what exactly is street aid?
So street aid, Alex, is set up in Cambridge basically to offer grants to the homeless. So they apply for a grant. Now, there's lots of things, you know, you think, oh, we'll get this person off the street. Let's get them into a flat. That's great. But we all know bare floorboards, no TV, no microwave is a bit of a struggle. So there's a lot of things that they set up funding for. It might be for a laptop to help them do job applications. It might be for a mobile phone. We all seem to think that they're a luxury, but nowadays we've got to have a mobile phone. If you haven't got a mobile phone, you just can't research anything. So, but it might even be simple things like carpets or a microwave oven. So there's a whole host of grants that they help set up for people in Cambridge.
That sounds really interesting. And you're right, people talk about mobile phones, but you can't even download this new Test and Trace app if you haven't got the right phone, have you? So there's so many uses now for a phone. It's not just phone calls. It's probably the least thing that we use it for at the moment. When did you first get involved with Street Aid?
So we got involved with Street Aid same time last year, because basically Street Aid have a Street Aid Week, which is a real focus on street aid. It raises awareness and it's a real good time, especially as that weather has turned. And we got involved last year and did some fundraising. And as you're aware, it went a little bit crazy last year.
Yes.
And we got sort of caught up in the whole thing. And we pretty much stopped production of everybody else's glass to focus on these sun catchers. But it was a great thing to be involved with. So here we are again this year, and it's caught up with us again.
But we got a little bit more in plan. Can you remember what you raised last year?
We managed to raise £1,400.
Wow.
So basically, Street Aid set up grants up to the value of £250. We sort of thought at Go Glass, well, let's see if we can raise £250. And it then went a little bit crazy. So yeah, we were very pleased. If we can get anywhere near that this year, you know, we'll be over the moon.
That's brilliant. So what are you going to do this year to raise funds? You're doing something slightly different, but on the similar theme, aren't you?
Yeah. So last year, if you remember, Alex, we did the sun catchers, and I think you had some of our lovely sun catchers.
I have one hanging in my kitchen, and
it's
beautiful.
So they're hand-etched, because obviously that's one thing we specialise in at Go Glass, is glass etching. They were hand-etched sun catchers with a whole range of different designs. This year we've gone along the same theme, but we're all, you know, it's a strange old year. We're now all thinking about Christmas. So we've gone with a range of 6 different snowflakes.
Oh, lovely.
So we'd really love the whole idea of supporting street aid by, you know, hanging a snowflake in the window.
Oh, brilliant. A bit along the lines of sort of hanging a rainbow in your window for the NHS.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about support. We're not asking a lot of money for these. The work we put in, we'd never be able to charge that amount for them. So it starts with a minimum donation of £5 for an etched snowflake. And we would just love to see them around Cambridge just hung in the window, just showing your support for what Street Aid are doing to try and support the homeless.
Actually, that's a very good point, because we're doing a lot more walking around our neighbourhoods. And so seeing things hanging in the window, you can really tell what people are doing, can't you? More than we probably were used to.
Oh, it's fantastic, isn't it? I mean, the rainbows everywhere have really brightened everybody's day. And as I say, Christmas is definitely something people are thinking about. Even last year, a lot of people were saying, oh, we're going to have these sun catchers as Christmas gifts. So we've just gone with 6 very different snowflake designs.
And how can people do they pre-order them, or do they come to the shop? How's it going to work?
Well, if you remember last year, Alex, we got sort of caught up in it and hadn't really figured that bit out. We just thought, oh, this is a good thing to do. So Tracy is much more on top of it this year.
Tracy's one of the directors with you, isn't she?
Tracy's big sister, yes.
Yeah. So, I was giving her official title then.
That is her official title, Alex. So Tracy's managed to get set up on our website. You literally go onto our homepage on the goglass.co.uk website, and you'll be able to see all the different snowflakes there. You'll be able to literally go on to you click on the Street Aid logo. You'll be able to go onto the order form. You'll be able to order your snowflake. It then gives you a click-on link to take you straight through to the Street Aid's Just Giving page. Last year, it was all pound notes. This year, it's much easier. Minimum donation of £5. We had some very generous donations last year, which was absolutely fabulous. Yeah, and then you can literally collect in store. We've got it all sorted at work for social distancing. We'd love to see you come and collect your snowflake. And it's really on, nice and simple.
And your address is Cherry Hinton Road, isn't it? So it's very central.
It is. It is. So, yeah, so Cherry Hinton Road. We've only been there 44 years now. nice bright colours, lots of LED lit glass in the window. But, yeah, we'd love to see you down Cherry Hinton Road. If anybody knows the Swiss Laundry, which is in the middle of renovations at the moment, we're just a few hundred metres from the Swiss Laundry. Yeah, we'd love to see you.
And I believe you're doing something else, which is a sort of a little bit different this year as well.
It is. We've got a secondary thing that we're doing. So back in February, before the world fell apart, we were nominated for a Cambridge Business Excellence Award, which we were over the moon with, for independent retailer. That was all put on hold because we were looking forward to a nice dinner at King's College. So we had to do a presentation for a panel of judges for that. And so I designed and made a glass sculpture, an LED lit sculpture depicting King's College Chapel, an old map of King's College Chapel. And we are going to auction that off again for Street Aid. So again, there'll be a link on our website. There's a little video showing the colour changing sort of facilities on it. It's made up of four different layers of glass. It's something, you know, you would put on your sideboard. There's a lot of work gone into it, and it's a lovely bit of kit. It just sort of showcased the type of work that we can do, really, for this panel. And it would be lovely to, you know, see it be auctioned off and give the money to Street Aid.
Well, that sounds brilliant. And is that going to be in the window of your shop?
Yeah, it's sat in the window at the moment. I think we'll make it a little bit more prominent. If you come along during the day, sadly, you don't get to see the benefits of the LED lighting, you know, early evening, or come along a little bit later, and it really is nice and bright sat in the window there. We're really pleased with it. It was a lovely thing to do. But yes, it's literally going to be on display from now.
And you say that's on the website as well, so people could see what effects it has on the website.
Exactly. So basically, the whole Street Aid week starts on Saturday. So both of these items, all of the six snowflakes, and the lovely King's College sculpture will all be live on there from Saturday morning.
Excellent. And how long will they be on there for?
Well, the whole Street Aid thing is for a week. So we would love to see the auction just go for a week. We really don't want that dragging on. We think it's a lovely bit of kit, and, you know, we'd like to see that go to a nice home. So that auction will run for a week. And the same with the snowflakes. You know, we've sort of committed to a limited run of 200, which
but
is a tremendous amount of work
last year,
for
didn't
us.
It? I seem to remember it went very fast.
Yeah.
Were keen, especially, I imagine they would make great Christmas presents too, just saying.
Yeah, we're hoping to get some photographs on the website that just show the manufacturer and the way that we produce these, because, you know, we live in a bit of a disposable world, and a lot of stuff is imported in and manufactured in a mass manufactured way. We're set up a little bit different down Cherry Hinton Road, and these are all individually etched little snowflakes that are a bit of fun, good training for less experienced members of staff. We just love doing these type of things for local charities.
Yeah, that's brilliant, Clive. Thank you. That's so interesting. And like you said, it's for doing it for such a good local charity as well, I think it's a brilliant win-win, as we say.
Win-win, and, exactly.
And if anyone wants to know more about Street Aid and any of the other things that they're up to in this week, is there a website they can go to?
There is a website, Alex. I have to admit, I mean, Google is a fantastic resource nowadays. Type in Cambridge Street Aid and all the information, the website will come up. I did manage to just make a quick note, because one of Street Aid's best things that they've implemented is this contactless payments on a window. So you can literally go up with your, if you're walking down the centre of town and you're feeling very guilty about not giving your change to somebody on the street, because we're all unsure how to deal with that. You know, is that money going to go in the right way? Street Aid are the way to do it. They literally have a list of shops that they've got a contactless window where you literally put your card against the window and it will take a payment of £3.50.
That's brilliant. That sounds
great. So I just got a quick list here.
Yep.
So I've got the Grand Arcade has one, the Co-op on Hills Road, the Co-op on Pern Road, the Co-op on Histon Road, the Co-op on Chesterton Road, the Co-op in Burwell. Do you notice there's a bit of a Co-op theme going on there?
They've been brilliant, haven't they?
Yeah, and we've got the Cambridge City Council have got one at Mandela House as well. There's one at the reception at the Guild Hall and inside St Paul's Church.
That's
so
brilliant.
There's plenty of places, especially if you're in that situation thinking, you know, I really want to help these people, but where is this change going to go? Street aid's the way.
That's brilliant. Thank you ever so much, Clive. And good luck with selling the snowflakes. I'm going to be on there on Saturday morning getting a few
for
myself.
Thank you very much, Alex.
I look forward to displaying them too.
Superb. Thank you very much. Cambridge 105 Radio.